My name is Martin Abonge and I believe in freedom. I believe in creating a lifestyle where you actually have a choice. My goal here is to help you escape the life of sacrifice you've been conditioned to live. How do I do it? Simply by sharing my own journey to complete freedom. My expectations, my hurdles, my failures, my successes, and everything I learned along the way. How are we going to proceed here? We're going to do it by asking the right questions. The questions that make you think. Because these questions will allow you to do something. Change your mindset, to change your reality, and build the perfect life for you. And when I mean perfect life for you, it's for you. Not for your mom, not for your dad, not for your best friend. The perfect life for you. So in this podcast, we think differently. We expand your horizon and we work together to create your happiness. So welcome to the Freedom by Choice podcast with your host, Martin Abonge. Hey guys, how's it going today? Welcome to this new episode of your favorite podcast. This is episode 263 and this is your host, Martin. All right, guys, today has been a very, very busy day for me. I almost haven't left the house, actually. We were working on our stuff today. We were shooting videos and stuff, which I usually don't like shooting videos and stuff, but this is fun, man. It's awesome because I'm directing the whole thing and it's really cool. So I'm creating something that, well, will look like me, actually. And I can't wait to see it. So my buddy is working on the content. I've already seen glimpses of it. It's really, really cool and really insane. And I just can't wait, right? So I was so pumped up about it. I was doing stuff that I completely forgot that, oh dude, I need to do the podcast. So what is it now? Is it like quarter past midnight? And here I am doing the podcast. So for today's episode, I was trying to figure out what to talk about, but here's the thing. We are, so I'm helping a bunch of friends finding a suitable email platform, okay? And so they found a platform where on paper, everything looks squeaky clean, looks good and stuff like that. But then afterwards, when you are actually, looking a little bit more, turns out that the dude behind it has like poor customer service, doesn't care about the clients, the tool doesn't actually work, and that person's not doing anything about it, and it's not even answering messages, all right? So it's a tough situation to be in because, when you don't necessarily know, so you're trusting the people who actually developed the tool because they're experts, you're not an expert in the field, which is the case for my friend. Well, the only thing you can do is wait because basically that person is serving you some BS saying, oh man, I'm changing this, I'm changing that. And well, you have no idea. I mean, you're not an expert, so you basically rely on them, but they're really not, there's some shitty people on this, in this business sometimes. So that same person, I don't know if I told you that. Yeah, I think I told you that. I bought a service from them. Maybe I told you in a previous episode. I bought a service from that person, and basically once you buy it, so it says, oh yeah, you can use it. It's unlimited. And once I bought it, afterwards, I was told that, oh no, actually you can use it only 5 times. And now if you want the unlimited version, you need to pay another $200. I'm pretty sure I told you about this story. So it's the same. It's pretty much the same person. I got my money back and I complained. I'm not the type to complain, about many, many things, right? I don't complain, but this time I actually, sent a formal complaint, to PayPal and to their payment processor saying, well, this it's a scam, right? They're extorting money from people. Basically, they get you in there by promising you something that, well, doesn't even exist. And then afterwards, they ask you 3 times the price because the entry price was like 67 or something like that. And then all of a sudden, they tell you, oh, no, no, to actually get what you wanted, you need an extra, $200, which is like three times what you originally paid. So it's, well, just anyway. So this is how the whole thing started, right? And so right now I'm helping them find a like a suitable platform. So there are different ways of doing it. So there are different ways. One is the long way. So you're basically doing benchmarks and you're looking at this, you're looking at that, and then you get on conference calls and all that stuff, which is going to take forever. I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. It is a good thing. You actually want to be happy about the products that you have. But the best, I mean, the quickest thing, and this is something I've learned, is to test, man. You test as quickly as you possibly can, all right? And this is what I told them. So I said, look, you know what? Here's the thing. A lot of these tools there have a free trial, right? So during the free trial, the objective is not to go and get stuff for free, right? Because anyway, those free trials, they will allow you to send like 100 emails. So it's not like you can build a business with 100 emails, right? But what you want is to test it like super quickly to determine which one is the best fit for you, okay? So the best way to do this is, taking 100 records from your database, like randomly. Oh, there's this mini gecko. It's like super small. What is that? Is that a gecko? Yeah, it's a baby gecko. It's really small. the best way to do it, you take 100 records completely randomly. Okay, so I don't want you to take the first 100 or the last 100 or something like that. I want you to take 100 records completely randomly. I think there are websites on Google. So if you type on Google, I don't know, select random email addresses and stuff, you can just put a file, you press a button, you say, well, I want 100 email addresses, and it's going to pick 100 out of there and give it to you, okay? And from there, what you want to do is that you import that and you send an email, right? You send an email. It doesn't even matter what you're actually promoting there, okay? It doesn't really matter. Well, you try to promote something that something that would be of interest to people. You can actually send people to an article, okay? It doesn't have to be your article, you don't care. That's not the purpose, all right? So this is the message that I have in this podcast is that sometimes when you're testing something, your purpose is not to go and make money or send people to your offer and stuff. There's one thing you need to test, and you need to test quickly, okay? I don't know if I explain it correctly. But in this example, for example, I don't care what I'm sending, all right? That's not what I want to test. What I want to test is, is this platform working on, deliverability-wise, right? Is it working, yes or no, all right? So if I, if I take 5 days to prepare a nice landing page, to put an offer together, and it takes 5 days, man. Whereas in this case, I just send people to a popular article or something, and I see the results, right? My aim was not to know, how much money can that make me? My aim is to know, is this platform delivering well, right? And with this, there's this mosquito, hopefully I got him. In like a split second, you will have your answer as to which platform you need to use. All right, so this is the advice that I've given them, and I'm going to help them try and do that and basically launch everything. Because the worst thing for your business is inaction. Okay, it's not like failure or something like that. It's inaction. You know what you don't do. Doing something, even something wrong, is better than not doing anything, right? Because you can always correct. If you're doing something that doesn't work, you can always correct it, right? Whereas if you don't do anything, then your chances of getting results are actually zero, okay? So I'm doing a lot of tests like this. So I'm testing some networks, for example. I'm testing something called PPV network, right? And that's another example. I was testing something for a buddy of mine, and we wanted to test something to see if we had enough volume for a specific target, okay? And same principle was applied there. My aim was not to see if the, you know, whatever offer I was going to put in front of them was converting well or not. My aim was to see whether there was enough traffic for that kind of offer. So basically, I directed people to a completely random page. It's just 24 hours, right? 24 hours, I want to test, I want to see if I do have my my audience for that target. And if I do, then I will go and put the right funnel and all that stuff in place. But before that, it will be not a waste of time. And I don't want to say it's a waste of time, but you know, close to that, okay? I only want to reserve my time for something that's actually worth it. So whatever you're doing, test, right? You test quickly. And also, please understand that there is one thing you need to you want to test, okay? Try to test one thing only, and the rest doesn't matter, right? Like in the example I've given you where, dude, we're sending people to a completely random page. It's just 100 emails, right? But that will tell us a lot, okay? Don't make it overly complicated and try to have everything perfect and stuff like that. The perfect, perfect setup will come after you have identified which one you should go after, okay? So there's this mosquito. I want it dead, even though it's not good to kill animals and all that stuff. But again, as I said, I can make an exception for mosquitoes. And you know these bastards, like they fly next to you, then when you're looking for them, you can't find them. Anyway, that was actually the end of the podcast. If you've been on the fence and there's this thing, oh man, I need to test it, right? Test it, doesn't have to be perfect. Test it with a small sample, right? You take a sample, but take a representative sample. Representative sample is like random data, okay? So this is why, you know, people are like, oh man, but I'm going to spend some money sending a campaign on there. And I'm like, well, I don't know, maybe you're testing on Facebook, for example, right? Facebook, how much, I mean, you can test for $5. You do have $5, right? To test something. How many clicks you might get with $5? Depends, I don't know, but it's $5, right? So, at least you have your answer. You saved a lot of time and a lot of money. Your time is precious. Your time is money, right? You put $5, you put a campaign, even if it's, just put some random like landing page or something, send them to an article, right? That's, you don't care, right? As long as, you know, it's not something offensive or whatever that Facebook is going to block your account, you don't freaking care. You just put something together, you launch it, and then you want to see if your image is good, if your copy is good or something like that. And then afterwards, you can spend all the time in the world to actually go and create your funnels and all that stuff, right? So hopefully that makes sense. That will save you a lot of time, guys. A lot of time and frustration and disappointment after spending like 3 weeks on something and then afterwards to realize that, oh, you know what, it didn't work out, okay? So anyway, oh, I think I found that bastard mosquito. Anyway, I'm going to leave you guys and hunt that mosquito down, all right? Thank you guys, see you, bye-bye. All right, guys, you just heard a brand new episode of the Freedom by Choice podcast with myself, Martin Ebonge. So I got a question for you. Did you like this episode? If yes, can I please ask you a small favor? All right, so here's the thing. The biggest thing that helps my podcast grow and bring more value to other people is if you guys leave a review, if you rate the podcast, and if you subscribe to the podcast. Why? Because this tells the platform that I'm actually bringing a lot of value to you and that you like my stuff. The more people like my stuff and the more they will show you to other people. And this way, we can make sure that we can impact a lot of people with this podcast and this community, all right? So what I wanna ask is, can you please take 3 seconds out of your busy day? Because I know everybody's busy. And if you could just like subscribe to the podcast, rate this episode and leave a review. It is 3 seconds for you, but for me, it will actually make my day. And it can help someone else on the other side of this planet, okay? And one thing I like and one thing I want for this podcast is for it not to be a monologue. So I want to get feedback from you guys, right? So if you want to contact me, it's very easy. You can send an email to contact@martinebonge.com. And in this email, you can give me feedback on the episode or on the whole podcast. But you can also give me some suggestions about
subjects that you want me to cover, right? If it's interesting and if a lot of people want to hear it, then I will cover it, okay? But anyway, thank you for listening to this episode, and I see you in the next one, all right? Thank you very much, guys. Bye.